MashaAllah, the youth campers are all here. This is the effect of the youth camp. It lasts for 3 weeks only. Assalamu alaikum jami'an wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillah alladhi yujibuni hina unadih. ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين عباد الله أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد ذرأنا لجهنم كثيرا من الجن والإنس لهم قلوب لا يفقهون بها ولهم أعين لا يبصرون بها ولهم آذان لا يسمعون بها أولئك كالأنعام بل هم أضل أولئك هم الغافلون صدق الله العلي العظيم. There is always an adverse relationship between reason and logic on the one hand and desire and appetite and emotions on the other hand. There is a conflict between them, ongoing conflict. Reason and logic tries to aid humans, support them, and facilitate their life and strengthen them. Whereas the appetite, the desire, tries to weaken us, sometimes betray us, sometimes humiliate us. And this conflict is going on. We have this struggle on a daily basis. Every morning you wake up, you open your eyes, there is a struggle between reason and desire. And sometimes the effect of our desires on us is worse than the effect of alcohol. Some people are, you know, driven by alcohol. Their life becomes miserable because of alcohol, because of weeds, because of drugs. And some people, they don't drink. They don't do drugs. But they follow their desires. And sometimes the effect of their desires on them is more disastrous than alcohol and weed. And therefore, when desire overtakes and overrides reason, we become weak. Sometimes you say, it's not me. I know this is not me. What I said, what I did, the place I went to, it wasn't me. This is not me. This is not my character. This is not what I know about myself. Yes, this is true. Because this is your desire. This is your weak side. This is your emotional side. This is your earthly side. Not your heavenly side. And therefore, sometimes, under the influence of these desires, one could establish a relationship. He knows this relationship is not right. This is not right. But because he's weak, he gives in to his desire or her desire. Sometimes he says a sentence. He speaks something. Or he transfers news from this person to that person, and he knows this is not right. Yes, it's not right. But because of the desire, the appetite, the weakness, the human weakness, sometimes he purchases an item, he knows this is overpriced. It's not worthy to pay this much money for this item. But because he gives in to materialism, this is his desire, this is his lower side. This is the effect when brain, when reason, when logic is absent. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wassalam says, رُبَّ شَهْوَةِ سَاعَةٍ أَوْرَثَتْ حُزْنًا طَوِيلًا. Perhaps a moment of desire, yielding to your desire for one moment, it bequeaths you a long-term misery and sadness and misfortune. You have to pay the price for so many years. You enjoyed that moment, desire for 1 hour. It wasn't more than 1 hour. But you have to pay the price for the rest of your life. For the rest of your life. And Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wassalam continues to say, in relationship to desire and logic, he says, فَمَنْ غَلَبَ عَقْلُهُ شَهْوَتُهُ. He who his brain, his reason, his logic controls, overcomes, overrides his desire, فَهُوَ أَفْضَلُ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَ. He's better than angels. Because he had a choice. He had a choice of using his desire or his logic. But he decided to use his logic here. Whereas angels, they don't have desire. They just have logic. They don't have other choice. The only choice they have is to use their logic. We, the human being, we have the choice. We have the choice. So when you put your logic before your desire, you become better than angels. وَمَنْ غَلَبَ شَهْوَتُهُ عَقْلُهُ. Whoever allows his desire to overcome his reason, his aql, his mind, his understanding, his logic, فَهُوَ شَرٌ مِنَ الْبَهَائِمِ. He's worse than cattle. And this is taken from the Quran, chapter 7, verse 179. وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. They don't use their brains. They do have hearts and brains, but they don't listen to it. They don't heed the call of the reason. They understand not with it. وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا. They have eyes, they don't see with it. They have ears, they don't hear with it. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ. They are like animals, even worse than animals. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ. غَافِل is the one who is heedless. He has all these faculties inside him. Vision, hearing, heart, brain, reason. But they have been put on hold. He's not using them. He's allowing his desire to overcome him. And my friends, anytime desire comes to you, strikes at you, that is the moment of weakness. We're going to lose. Believe me, we're going to lose. Either we lose financially or socially or morally or ethically. We're going to lose. This is why you have to feed your brain, your aql. What is the advantage of the prayers, 5 daily prayers? To boost my reason. Not to be weak before my desires, before temptations in this life. Amir al-Mu'mineen has a beautiful saying. He says, "Man karumat alayhi nafsuhu hanat alayhi shahwatu." When you know the value of yourself, the value of yourself, your family, then when you value yourself, your desire is going to be cheap. You are not going to take care of your desire anymore. You're going to be powerful. You're going to control your desire. But once you forget yourself, who you are, what is your name, what is your family, what is your position, when you forget that, you give in to desires. You cheapen yourself. مَنْ كَرُمَتْ عَلَيْهِ نَفْسُهُ هَانَتْ عَلَيْهِ شَهْوَةٌ. And when I speak about desire, does not mean only sexual desires. There are some more dangerous desires than sexual ones. And people are different. Some people, they don't move by sexual desire, but they have desire for fame, shuhra, to be famous. Sometimes ulama, they have this type of desire. Ulama, they don't have desire to go and dance in the nightclub or a drink or do drugs. But they have desire for shuhra, to be famous. Scholars and ulama. Some people, they have desire for money. He can sell his family, his children, his religion, his tradition, just to make some dollars. Money is more important for him. Some people, when they look at food, they forget everything. When they smell food, they collapse before food. So desire are different desires. Some of them physical, some of them material, some of them spiritual desire, but in the wrong direction, not in the right direction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَاهُ. I asked you to worship me, God says, but some people, they worship their own desires rather than worshiping God. It could be with all people, in all fields, in all directions. Wrong desires could be found everywhere. Everywhere. Some people, they have desire to just work, workaholic, at the expense of their families and their children. I know some people, they don't pay attention to their children. They don't spend time with them. All what is important for him or her is job, is work, is income. 7 days a week, non-stop. This is desire. This is wrong desire. Desire for money, for dunya, at the expense of his family. So, controlling the nafs, وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Always remember that your nafs has a value. It has the highest value in the market. Do not sacrifice anything for your dignity, for your honor, for your respect, for your faith, for your tradition, for your value, for your humanity. Don't sacrifice your humanity for these desires.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asri innal insana lafi khusrin illa alladhina amanu wa amilu s-salihat wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bil sabr. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ahli baytih at-tayyibin at-tahirin. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله
أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته وأحبته، علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين، وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين، وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهم السلام، وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر، وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي، عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره، one of the most powerful, influential and effective factors that influence our behavior and our life in general is people, friends and people around us. Many things we learn them not necessarily from a book or from a professor or a teacher or a school, but we learn them from people who surround us, be it family members, be it friends, be it strangers. This is a fact. This is an important factor. Your environment plays a role in shaping your character, your personality, your behavior. And every human being, you don't have to be a leader, you don't have to be rich, you don't have to be very educated. Every human being has some sort of influence on others, has something to give, no matter how small, but has something to offer for others, to others. Sometimes that thing is positive, and sometimes it's negative. Every one of you, every human being, leaves his remarks on those who surround him, on those that he deals with them. Therefore, my friends, we have to leave a positive influence, a positive example, be a positive example in your community, in your family. Remember that anything you say, anything you do, even what you wear, even what you eat, even your jokes, even when you are not serious, you may have an impact on people who are surrounding you. In one of these stories, I don't elaborate, there were about 70, 80 people somewhere. One of them shaved her eyebrow. It's a trend with some of those kids. The following day, you could find 5 people doing the same. They did the same just by looking at that picture or that person. It happens. You wear certain t-shirt, someone wears certain t-shirt with certain brands. The following day, you find many people doing the same. This is how, after all, this is how brands, they expand and they spread everywhere. It begins with one person. One person, especially with social media nowadays. Anything you do and you put it on social media, a picture, a short movie, a clip, a sentence, you know, then you find this spreading like these raging wildfires here in California. So you have to be careful. You have to be careful of what you say. ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد. We will be held responsible for everything we do. The hadith says, "Man sanna sunnatan hasanatan falahu ajruha wa ajru man 'amila biha ila yawm al-qiyamah." He who establishes a good trend, a good behavior, a good tradition in the community, in the society, he is going to reap the benefit
of that tradition, and also the reward of all the people who are going to practice it till the day of judgment. On the other hand, وَمَنْ سَنَّ سُنَّةً سَيِّئًا. If you establish a bad habit, bad tradition, anything, it could be small but bad, it has a bad effect. Some of it, which I disagree with. I respect the people, but I disagree with what they do. I disagree. The tattoos. What value it gives to the humans? What values? Doesn't give any value. I always say to my children, to my grandchildren, to my relatives, to my friends, those who are close to me, those that I love them, I tell them, believe me, beauty, 99% of the beauty is in your brain, in your reason, in your logic, in your knowledge. This is the real beauty. This is what brings you real attraction. These false attractions have no value. If people want to admire me because of my tattoo or because of the color of my skin, I don't like this admiration. Keep it for you. I don't enjoy this admiration. Al-akhlaq zinatu al-rijal. والنساء, أخلاق, manners. This is the real attraction. We should not follow, go into the wrong direction. Yes, we live in America. It's a material economy. It's a capital economy. It's not religious. It's not moral. It's not spiritual. But we have to struggle. This is the difference between a believer and non-believer. The difference is not in the zip code or the shape of your house or the brand of your car. The difference should be visible in your perspective on this life. What governs you? What is your interest? How do you want to live? What do you want to do? What is your achievement? Are you like others? You are fascinated by dunya, by materialism? You run after materialism? Or you want to build people's life? You want to bring real happiness to people's life, real relief to people's life. This is the difference. This is the difference. The way you look at life. Forget about the, we all drive same cars, same vehicles. We live in same cities. Maybe we even wear the same dress. But our values are different. When you speak, you have to make a conscientious decision. What is the effect of my speech and my conversation? What you wear, you have to think before you wear. You have to think before you walk. You have to think before you behave. Because you are sending messages to people around you. Sending messages. You have to be careful in everything you do. You're going to leave an impact, believe me. Your children are going to leave impact on others. So it's better they behave, they say something good, they inspire, they infuse, they bring hope, they bring salvation, they bring remedy. In this country, I always say, the easiest thing in this country is to make money. The most difficult thing is to keep your family safe. Believe me, in this country, if you are a hard-working person, you make money. If you are not lazy, you make good money. But to save your children is not easy. It's not easy. It requires a miracle, nothing less than a miracle, to keep your family and your children safe in this country. And this is our task. This is our jihad. If American people ask you about jihad, what is jihad? Tell them jihad for me, as an American, as Canadian, as European, is to keep my family morally safe. This is my jihad. This is my struggle in this life. The upbringing of my children, to make them real human beings who contribute to the wellness, to the safety, to the dignity of their societies. This is my jihad. God does not want me to carry a rifle and go and fight. This is my fighting. My fighting is when I keep my family safe, when I teach my family good values, principled values, based on values, ethics, Islam, the love for God and love for the humanity. This is our jihad in this country. And we have to struggle. God promises that you go first, I'm going to support you. والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا وإن الله لمع المحسنين.
God with those who are benevolent. You go forward, I'm going to support you. But I want you to struggle first. I want to see fathers and mothers struggling in this regard, in this path. Once you struggle, I will support you. I will back you. Maybe it takes some time. Some parents, they come to me, they are frustrated. My children are not listening. They are disobedient. They are rebels. Yes, of course, in this society teaches people to be rebels. Does not teach in this society. Tell me what a school in this country teaches children to respect their parents. What school? But you have to be patient. Once you begin the journey, you have to continue. Do not give up. Put your faith in God. You will see the result even after 10 years. You will see the result. This is the promise of God. The promise of God. And God speaks the truth. Go forward, do not give up. Yes, this path is very turbulent. It's not easy, but at the end, you're going to win, inshallah.
Salatul Eid, Eid al-Adha is going to be on Wednesday, August 22nd, inshallah. So we're going to begin Salatul Eid at 7:30, inshallah. And we want you please to work with us to park your vehicles on this side, next to against the airport's wall, so we do not disturb our neighbors. It's a working day, and we begin at 7:30 sharp. So inshallah, by 8:30 we conclude the salat and we go back to our work. And inshallah, الجلسة العربية ستكون يوم الثامن عشر من هذا الشهر في الساعة السادسة والنصف. ثامن عشر من August, the Arabic session on the 18th, inshallah. And then we have this, our second camp. The first one was very successful, alhamdulillah. We had a very successful youth camp with about 70 participants. They enjoyed the activities, they enjoyed the lectures, the presentations. Said Muhammad Saleh gave a beautiful presentation. Arizu Yasai, Mr. Yasai himself, Sheikh Ahmed Mudarris, and Sister Yasin. Nazanin and Yassin, the Lebanese sister. Asil Yassin and many others, mashallah. They were very good. Ahmed Khalifa worked very hard to make it successful. And Kareem Al-Ta'i, who's sitting there, Haj Kareem. And Ali Muhammad. Ali, can you stand again for the fifth time?